that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Your hometown, your hometown.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Today we take you to Sally Demas Gallery in Chico to talk with two artists who are displaying their watercolors of Chico buildings.
Some of the buildings that I painted, that I chose, I've been familiar with for a long time, and so there's a big attraction, a drive to paint these pictures.
And then we'll take you to the Chico Unified School District Center for the Arts, where Inspire School of Arts and Sciences is getting ready to present their big musical, Annie, Get Your Gun. We'll talk with the young stars of the show and with the director, Jara Miles.
I think it's been very fun because a lot of my students aren't aware of the history that was associated with Annie Oakley. So it's been a huge learning experience.
That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
The new troupe in Reading, Axiom Repertory Theater, has the last performances of its premier production, Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett. This famous tragicomedy appears at Reading's Pilgrim Congregational Church, 2850 Foothill Boulevard. Showtime is 7:30 tonight, and the final performance is a matinee at noon tomorrow. The North State Symphony, under the baton of Maestro Scott Seaton, invites you to the Cascade Theater in Reading tomorrow evening for its third concert of the season, Melodic Attractions. Works by Mozart, Sibelius, and Brahms will be featured. This medley of melody starts at 7:30. The Orland Art Center closes its exhibit, Multimedia Magic, your final chance to see this collection of works by Peter Pyatt and Lynn Rose Light, tomorrow from 1 to 6 at the center. At Chico's Blue Room Theater, the fast-paced farce Taking Steps comes to a close. Step on down to the Blue Room to see this frenetically funny play at 7:30 tonight or tomorrow. A lot's happening at CSU Chico this week. Tonight, at Roland Taylor Recital Hall, the New Music Symposium concludes with an evening of jazz from the Montreal-based saxophone quartet, Quasar. Music from this Great White North ensemble starts at 7:30. The North State Symphony brings its concert Melodic Attractions to the university's Laxon Auditorium Sunday, starting at 2 o'clock. The Chico State School of the Arts presents Almost Maine, a humorous, delightfully strange play about a mythical small town whose residents find themselves falling in and out of love in unexpected, often hilarious ways. This romantic comedy with surreal touches plays 1 week only and opens Tuesday at Wismer Theater in the university's Performing Arts Center, starting at 7:30. Thursday, funny man Craig Ferguson comes to the campus. He brings his unique brand of humor to Laxon Auditorium as part of the New Deal tour of stand-up comedy. The laughs begin at 7:30. Tuesday evening at Sierra Nevada's Big Room, bluegrass fiddler Michael Cleveland takes the stage along with his band Flame Keepers. This red-hot show starts at 7:30. Let's check out Chico's visual arts scene. The Chico Art Center has its Discovery Series, showing works by newly discovered artists. The center is open every day from noon to 4. Chico State's University Art Gallery features the show Head Over Heels with paintings by Cara Maria. Gallery hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Tomorrow is your final day to see the current exhibit at 1078 Gallery, Taking Stock, a 50-year retrospective of work by Peter Jodiatis. Those gallery hours tomorrow are 12:30 to 5:30. It's time for the annual winter concert by the Oroville Community Concert Band at the town's State Theater. This night, filled with marches, jazz, swing, Sinatra, and more, starts at 7:30. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. As Irving Berlin, the composer-lyricist of Annie Get Your Gun, realized, life is 10% what you make it and 90% how you take it.
Weekend Showcase's visual art expert Dolores is at one of the small, charming galleries in Chico. She's going to take a look at the artwork, which is watercolors, and she's going to talk to two of the artists.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm at the Sally Demas Gallery on East Avenue, where there is a new show that runs through the end of March called Love in Chico. I'm speaking to watercolor artist Carolyn Cameron, who has one of the most beloved sites in Chico,
the Senator Theater.
You were saying some interesting things about how you chose the subject.
Well, I've been in Chico for a long time, and the Senator has been a part of my life and my family's life here in Chico. There is just a part of the architecture is just really attractive to me, and the tower, what is there, and the sign. We were walking along downtown taking pictures. The Senator was just a big focus for me.
Carolyn, you are not only using watercolor, you're using it on a very exacting subject, architecture.
Yes, it is exacting, yes. However, some of the buildings that I painted, that I chose, I've been familiar with for a long time, and so there's a big attraction, a drive to paint these pictures.
Well, the downtown of Chico has such a historic center.
That's where I focused, was on the historic commercial center of Chico.
Can you tell listeners about the experience of painting architecture in watercolor? You have to have excellent draftsman skills. How did you develop those?
I developed them over the years by drawing. Sometimes I would just draw just for the fun of it, and I just kept on drawing. Then when it came to buildings, developing some skills with perspective, focusing in on the relationships of parts of the building, then being willing to correct whatever it was that needed to be corrected until it spoke to me.
You also very frequently go out with other artists. Is that helpful to you?
Yes, it is. It is very helpful to go out with other artists.
And what do you get out of it?
A sense of community, for one thing, and connection with other artists, but also be able to play off of one another in terms of what we're seeing and what the meaning of what we're seeing is for us.
Carolyn, you were also talking about how your family fueled some of your enthusiasm for buildings such as Zucchini and Vine in the Senator Theater.
I have some very good feeling about some of these buildings in terms of some of the activities I did with my family, like going shopping at Zucchini and Vine, and all the wonderful little things that they had for us to taste during Christmas time, and just the ambience of the store, and it had a kind of a very nice aroma about it. And so there was not only the visual, but there was also other senses that came into play in terms of the connection with the building. The Senator, I took my children to see movies at the Senator, and it was a very historic theater to go to at the time.
And it has its smells, too.
It certainly does.
Popcorn?
Popcorn for one. A lot of popcorn.
Well, people who come to the Sally Demas Gallery are going to really be delighted with the unexpected views that you have given us of familiar places and also the moods. I was looking carefully at the Senator Theater, and it's a little bit on the melancholic side. Am I right or not?
I think so, because it is a little past its prime, but it still has a very stately presence in town. It has a nice feel about it.
And you chose an unusual time of day. That is, it's not nighttime and the lights aren't on. What is the time of day?
It's in the morning, early morning, when the light was on the senator's sign. The sun was coming up, but it was in the background and it was shining on the cars. And so it has a different feel to it than if I'd done it in another time of day.
There's also a mysterious figure walking past the senator.
It was somebody who was walking along, and I decided to put a figure in the painting.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope people run down to the Sally Demas Gallery and see this wonderful view of the Senator and many other buildings painted by my good friend Carolyn Cameron. I'm now talking to Marilyn Walsh, who has depicted one of my very favorite Chico subjects, bungalows.
I've been thinking that Chico has quite a number of very interesting bungalows, and it might be a good series to continue and do some more.
Whereabouts do you start hunting for those bungalows? What streets are particularly rich in them?
Well, I start downtown around the university. There's a lot of interesting buildings down there, but some more further out near the park, there are quite a few streets with good bungalows.
Well, what struck me with this bungalow is that you've painted a window that's open and a curtain is blowing out, and you just get the feeling that someone is inside, really being very cozy inside that bungalow.
It just happened when I went by it that it looked like that. The window was open. I don't know why, but I thought it made it very interesting. You know, you feel more like it's a really inhabited house, as you said.
Yes. Well, there's something about a bungalow that is almost a symbol. It's like an icon of home, of being at home.
Well, you know, it seems like things get popular when they're 100 years old, and a lot of those bungalows are now turning 100 years old, so they're probably the flavor of the month when it comes to houses.
You've also depicted some very notable public buildings on campus, for example. Although people might be hard-pressed to identify some of these buildings because you zero in on details that you'd have to be standing beneath the particular feature and looking up in order to see.
Kendall Hall has a lot of really interesting brickwork. People were great brickworkers back then, and it has a lot of interesting patterns and designs. I've always thought that.
You also have taken on what I think is a very brave task, that is depicting architecture in watercolor.
Well, you just can't make too many mistakes, that's all.
Oh, that's it.
You have to keep painting no matter what. I'm not happy with the way I'm doing it yet. I'd like to be able to just suggest things a little more than doing every little shingle the way I have a tendency to do.
Well, thank you, ladies, and I hope everyone comes down to get a wonderful view of side streets and main streets of Chico.
The Sally Demas Gallery is located at 493 East Avenue in Chico, and that Lovin' Chico exhibit is up through the end of March.
There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, I am Colonel Buffalo Bill Cody. Perry, the owner and founder of the most famous Wild West show on earth. You are now going to see my own personal version of the tempestuous and romantic story of Annie Oakley and Frank Butler.
I'm here at the Chico Center for the Arts, and the Inspire School of Arts and Sciences is getting ready to open the musical Annie, Get Your Gun. And I have here the director of the show, Jara Miles. Hi, Jara.
Hello.
So did you pick this show?
We actually do it as a collective group. We figure out what show would serve our students well, and we try to do something that's maybe not done in the area very often. We look at what we've done in the past, and then we make a choice. And Annie, Get Your Gun was a fun Irving Berlin show. It has a lot of historical context to it, and they're portraying real people, so that's kind of a fun new thing that we're doing.
What do you like about the numbers in the show? Because they're so clever.
Clever is a great word to use for this show. We've really used that as a way to create the piece, the way we've designed the set, the way we put everything together. We have a very minimalistic set. And what we have done is for all of our transitions and all of our big numbers, we're using aerial ribbon. It gets moved for each scene. They go into a different formation and a different configuration to create a different imagery. It could be the top of the tent. It could be the top of a hotel. It might be the ropes in the boat scene. And so it makes it really fun to create the pieces because then the dance numbers revolve around that.
So this is a big show with a big cast and lots of singing and dancing, right? Who choreographed for you?
Our choreographer is one of our fellow dance teachers here at Inspire. Her name is Sarah Shoemaker. I had a vision for creating the show, but it's a big show, so I wanted to just focus on the directing and the design elements of the show, and she has choreographed all the routines for us.
Do you think that this show is particularly interesting to people here in the upper Northern California area because it's so about cowboys and, you know, rootin' tootin' shootin' Wild West show? Do you think that's particularly of interest to this area?
Well, I hope so. We'll see. We'll hope people will buy their tickets and come. I think it's been very fun because a lot of my students aren't aware of the history that was associated with Annie Oakley. So it's been a huge learning experience. And we did something really unique with this show. Every ensemble member actually portrays a person who was famous in a Buffalo Bill Wild West show. So every single character is portraying a real person who was really alive and has a story behind them. And they had to research all about them. And all of their costumes, hair and makeup have been designed. And even their movement style has been designed to replicate what was performed and presented in actual Wild West shows.
So you've done a lot of research about the Buffalo Bill Wild West show. Was this Wild West show the foundation of American vaudeville?
It's a unique style. It actually came up about the same time as vaudeville. Buffalo Bill created these Wild West shows to give a unique opportunity for people coming out of the Civil War. And a lot of the American Indians were not finding job or working. And he created this venue for work and to make a living. And the American Indians were only allowed to wear their traditional regalia at the Wild West shows. And they were actually paid a fairly decent wage. So it was a very sought after position to be part of Buffalo Bill's Wild West shows. And they were able to do their traditional dances, sing their traditional songs, and wear their traditional regalia. In fact, that's how a lot of the artifacts have survived, is because they actually survived through his Wild West shows. He also was very forward-thinking about women and their position and that they could be a star and they had just as much rights as anyone else. When the kids started researching that, they thought it was pretty amazing how progressive that both Annie Oakley and Buffalo Bill were at their time.
The original Buffalo Bill Wild West show was sort of an amalgam of rootin' tootin' entertainment, but also kind of a historical presentation as well. Do you feel the same way about this show?
Definitely. It's definitely a show. It's entertainment, and it has been tweaked. When the original 1950s musical came out, they definitely made it like the 1950s Westerns. So we went back and did some historical research. We tried to bring in some of the true storylines, the outfits, how they would have done the show, and bring that back into it. And we're actually doing the revival, not the original. So it was actually rewritten in the 90s with Bernadette Peters. That's the version we're doing. What it is a show within a show. So it's a Buffalo Bill's Wild West show retelling of the Annie Oakley love story. So it's a pretty interesting way to design a show, and it makes it very fun for the students to put together because there's all these independent pieces and little vignettes that tell the story of Annie Oakley.
You are performing this
with a live orchestra, a pretty sizable orchestra. That's kind of become unusual, except for professional theater, right?
Yes, it's definitely true. It's a unique opportunity for our students to be part of a orchestra and learn what that means to work in the industry and perform. It's a very good, lucrative job to perform in orchestras, and we want our students to be trained and be professional. So we have a 22-person orchestra. About 80% of that are current students. We have 4 alumni who have come back to be part of the orchestra, and we have an additional 4 community members and 1 of our staff members playing in the orchestra.
Well, we're in the final stages of a long rehearsal period, finally getting ready for opening night tonight. What has been the reaction of your young performers when they finally get to have the orchestra there and be able to do their singing and their dancing and the whole show with live musicians that they're interacting with?
Sure. It's a really unique opportunity. We don't actually get to put the whole show together till Monday night, and where we have the orchestra, the stage, our set pieces, and all of the parts and pieces start coming together. It's extremely exciting. And being a performing arts high school, this is our students' passion and what they want to do with the rest of their life. So we try to make it as amazing as we possibly can so they get as much out of it as they possibly can in the short amount of time we have to tech and rehearse.
Irving Berlin's Annie, Get Your Gun. It's opening tonight, and it runs for 2 weeks at the Center for the Arts on East Avenue in Chico. We've been talking with Jara Miles, the director.
Thank you so much for having us, and we hope all of you will come out and see the show.
And now I'm talking with the stage manager of Annie, Get Your Gun at Chico Center for the Arts. Tell us your name.
I'm Ashbrook Kinkle.
What's it like kind of being the technical director and having all these great talented people doing all their different jobs, and you're kind of overseeing them and making the whole thing come together?
It's a lot of fun, and it's really exciting, and it's a little bit scary too, because you're in charge of a lot of people, making sure that they're here on time, making sure that they're getting ready on time, and making sure that they're in their place when the curtain opens and when they need to be on stage for their dance numbers or their musical numbers or just their scenes. So it's a little frightening, but it's really exciting.
So is it true that there's no business like show business?
It's true. There's no business like show business. You can't compare it to anything else you ever experience.
We've been talking with Ashbrook Hinkle, who is the young stage manager of the production by Inspire School of Arts and Sciences, Annie, Get Your Gun, performing at the Chico Center for the Arts on East Avenue. And now I'm here with the star of the show, playing Annie Oakley. This is Bella Mose. Hi, Bella.
Hi.
So I was wondering, this is the story of Annie Oakley, who came from a rural area. You know, she didn't know anything about showbiz or theater or anything like that. And then she was caught up in the whirlwind of the Buffalo Bill Wild West show, and they made her a star. Do you sometimes feel like Annie Oakley going from a nobody to a star?
I definitely feel that way. Inspire is so full of talent. Like, every person at the school brings some amazing talent to the stage, and so in the past I have never been cast even as a supporting role. I was always an ensemble or not cast at all, and then all of a sudden I was Annie Oakley in the next big musical, and I was at rehearsals all the time and loving every second of it. So yeah, I definitely can relate to what Annie Oakley goes through in the show.
There's a lot of funny songs in this show that you get to perform. What do you like about mixing comedy and music and all that with a number like You Can't Get a Man with a Gun?
Oh, it's just so fun. I love every second of those funny songs. I honestly have so much fun with them, and it's really fun to share that kind of humor with the audience through music.
I'm quick on the trigger, with targets not much bigger than a pinpoint. I'm number one. Went to battle
Describe the journey of your character.
When we meet Annie Oakley, she has never been out of the county before. She's never been to a restaurant. She's never been on a train. She's never even been out of her little village. She goes around hunting, killing animals in order to support her family, her four little sisters. And all of a sudden, she gets invited to participate in this shooting match against this man named Frank Butler. And she beats him. No one expected anyone to beat Frank Butler, much less a woman. So the leaders of the Wild West Show, this is actual historical events, this part is. The leaders of the Wild West Show invite her to come join them when they tour. And she goes all around Europe. And, you know, all the drama with Frank happens. They fall in love. They fall out of love. They get engaged. They break up. They get back together. It's just a crazy whirlwind. And Annie definitely goes from being kind of a country bumpkin to a world-famous sharpshooter.
We've been talking with Bella Mose. She is the star of Annie Get You Gun. She's playing Annie Oakley. And now I'm here with the young actor playing Frank Butler, Annie Oakley's love interest and rival at the Buffalo Bill Wild West Show. What's your real name?
My name is Zach House.
Talk about the somewhat rocky but rather intense relationship that you go through, your character goes right through with Annie Oakley.
Frank Butler has worked his entire life to be where he is, the champion sharpshooter of the world. And so somebody comes in who's as good as him at shooting better even, and it's a woman. The outlook back then was, oh no, I can't, I'm a man, I have to be better than this woman. And so she comes in and she challenges him, and she's better than him. And in the first shooting match, Frank Butler misses. It's just sort of like, it's an interesting dynamic because he's been with so many other women in his line of showbiz, and so when he finds this one girl that actually challenges him, it's sort of really scary and new for him. And he doesn't really know how to deal with his emotions all too well. I think that rivalry comes from him being really like too prideful to be able to accept that a woman could be better than him at shooting, at the number one thing that he's trained to do.
Anything you could do, I could do better. Ha! I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yep.
So can a rat.
Any note you can sing, I can sing higher.
I can sing.
Annie Get Your Gun opens tonight.
No, you can't.
Yes,
at the CUSD Center for the Arts on East Avenue. It's on the edge of the Pleasant Valley High campus. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio. And I'm Tom Kinney.
I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can drink it quicker and get even sicker.
I can open any safe
without being caught.
You bet.
That's what I thought, you crook.
Anything you can say, I can say faster.
I can say anything faster than you.
Me can.
Yes, I can.
The kid.
Yes, I can.
The kid.
It's a kid. It's a kid. It's a kid.
I can jump a hurdle.
I can wear a girdle.
I can knit a sweater.
I can fill it better.
I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Anything you can sing, I can sing sweeter.
I can sing anything sweeter than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
No, yes, I can.
No, you can't.